Welcome to the My Journey to Fearless podcast with me, Laura Dixon. I'm here to show you that you don't have to keep settling for your crappy day job that means you're living the same average day over and over again. Every week I'll be sharing inspiration, practical tips and my own story to help you plan your escape so that you can stop settling and start living your most amazing life. So let's begin. Welcome to episode 7 of the How She Did It mini-series, where I'm interviewing 8 inspiring women who have kindly agreed to share their stories about how they found their passion and purpose, started their businesses, and left their day jobs. Today I'm speaking to Charlotte Jenkin, and Charlotte's telling us about the journey she's been on over the past year. We talk about how she was unhappy in her job, how she became aware of the idea she could work for herself, which is something she'd never considered before, and how she was finally pushed to breaking point in her job at the end of last year and she had to make the decision to leave. Charlotte's on a really exciting journey and she's shown huge courage over the past year to choose her own path and follow her dreams, and I know you'll find her story really inspiring. Hi Charlotte, welcome to the podcast. I'm really excited to be talking to you today.
Hi Laura, oh it's so great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I know about your story because we've been chatting about it and everything, and it's really similar to my story, and yours is a really recent story of leaving your job and everything too. So I think with what you're going to be talking about, with like hitting a breaking point at work with something that happened and then having to make that decision of whether you were going to stay or whether you were going to leave and what you were going to do, is just going to resonate with so many people. I think it's going to help like so many people who are in that position at the moment. So should we just get into it and start to tell your story?
Yeah, I'd love to get started.
Okay, so take us back to like February last year, because I think that's kind of where your like journey into like the entrepreneurial world kind of began, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So I was feeling a bit disheartened by the job that I was in at the time. In about sort of January 2020 time, I decided to leave that job, and I was starting to question whether that was the kind of career that I wanted. And it had been a thought that had been like flying around in my head for a while, but it was really around then that it all changed for me. So I was approached on Instagram by someone from a network marketing company that was actually based in the travel niche. And I have a travel Instagram page, which I was growing at the time. And it's obviously because I'm really passionate about travel. I was naturally really drawn to this role.
Yeah.
And found it quite attractive, like having something on the side that I could be working on whilst working my full-time job that I wasn't quite sure about.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I decided to join that, but then of course COVID hits in March.
Yeah.
And we went straight into lockdown pretty much. So I'd left my other job before just before COVID hits and started my new job, but then we ended up working from home a week after I'd been working in the office in that new job. So I didn't really have a chance. Yeah, I didn't really have a chance to meet anyone properly. So yeah, I was doing that, but at the time I was developing my role in the network marketing company that I had joined, and I was learning a lot about mindset, personal development, things that I'd never really come across before. I just noticed that the way that I was thinking had really started to change. I was learning about passive income. I was really starting to question whether working for someone else in a 9-to-5 job was the right way for me to live.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a totally new concept to me, something that no one had ever really opened up to me before about it. I was very much in the regime of a 9-to-5 job is how you live your life, and you have limited leave and you work until you retire.
Yeah, so, I call it like having the entrepreneurial like switch flicked on in your brain. It's like something happens and you just like a switch flicks on and you're like, you start to see all these other possibilities and all these other different things that you could be doing and that other people are doing.
Oh,
and
yeah, definitely.
The world like gets so much bigger, doesn't it? And you're like, wow, like look at all these other opportunities outside of just working a normal day job. There's so many other things that I could do.
Oh yeah, it's so enlightening, because if you are, for whatever reason, unhappy in your job and you think that that's just life and you've got to accept it, then that really affects your mood and the way that you look at life as well. You see life as something that you just kind of get through, and then you kind of work for the weekend, or like occasional fun things to do, like go on holiday and things like that. So I really started to look at life in a different way, in a very like opportunistic way instead. Mm-hmm. That there was something to maybe be seized, something that I was meant to do more than what I was doing at the time.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And is that when you kind of started your personal development journey, really, with like all the like books and all of the podcasts and things like that that everybody always dives into?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I threw myself into personal development. Every book that was recommended, I was buying it. Every podcast that was recommended, I was listening to it, because I just wanted to learn so much more about what was possible for me and what had already been possible for other people, mainly entrepreneurs, you know, business owners. They had been on some kind of journey of self-discovery, mm-hmm. and I felt like I was going on that journey too. So it was comforting to know that that's what, you know, was happening to me, and it had happened to others.
It's really exciting, isn't it, when you're at that point and you're just like starting to find out about all these exciting new ideas and thinking about like how it could apply to you and what you could do.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a great journey to begin.
So let's fast forward a little bit to like, it was like September last year, wasn't it, when you just started to kind of this new job that you'd got, that you'd only spent a week in the office doing before you all went to work from home. You just started to feel like more and more unhappy in it. Was that kind of September time last year?
Yeah, I think over the summer I'd kind of gone in a bit of a transition where the honeymoon period, I guess you can call it, had finished from the new job, and I was starting to put a lot of pressure on myself and knew that I needed to decide whether this was actually what I wanted to be doing, because I was starting to have those thoughts again, those questions in my mind about the career that I had chosen, and I was starting to doubt whether it was suited to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting pretty miserable, to be honest. I started to really listen to the other side of my mind on the network marketing side, where I'd been working that job on the side. So I started to question whether I could work for myself instead.
So you were thinking at that point, well, you know, I'm not happy in my job. I've got this new idea with network marketing. I'm also learning all of this other stuff that I could do from all these books and podcasts. Maybe I could do some sort of transition where you started your blog and you had your network marketing, and you were thinking that you could maybe do those two things together.
Yeah. So I did forget to mention before, I was building my blog up at this time on, my WordPress website, and I'd started to really invest in it a bit more and try and find out how I could monetize it. So I took a blogging course over the summer of 2020 and learned about things like SEO, affiliate marketing, which was such an eye-opener for me, because I had no idea that these things even existed. I just thought people wrote blogs and that was it. You know, I didn't think you could actually earn money from it.
Yeah.
So this was something that was also a possibility for me, as well as having this amazing creative outlet on the side of my very numbersy job.
Yeah.
I mean, having a creative outlet is such a great thing to have, because naturally I am a creative person, and I'm actually writing a blog post on about this at the moment, how I've actually rediscovered and reconnected with my creative side. And this actually started with the blog. So yeah, I was considering these different avenues in terms of whether I could pursue those on their own instead of having a full-time corporate job that I just wasn't really invested in.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was, because we know now you don't have that job anymore. So what was kind of the turning point where you were actually made that decision? Like, what led up to that and what happened?
Yeah. So I hit a point with that job in sort of late October, early November, where I returned from my holiday, and there was a bit of a breaking point where something happened, and I essentially was signed off from work by the doctors, and I kind of needed to make a decision whether I wanted to continue doing this anymore.
Yeah.
I think there was a voice just deep down inside of me that was just saying, like, you're done now, that's it. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And it was, my gut was just saying, like, that's the end of that chapter for you. Like, you've been thinking about it for a while. You should go and pursue what you're really passionate about.
Yeah.
And sorry.
I was just going to say, I know that feeling well, because like we've always like said before that our stories are really similar. Like that happened to me. I hit a breaking point in my job and the doctor signed me off with stress and anxiety. And as soon as I got that breathing space of not being in the job for a couple of weeks and just being at home, then things started to become clearer, and I could make decisions, and I could see the bigger picture, and I could see that I couldn't go back and that I needed to do something else. So yeah. It's amazing how it's often that we need to hit that low point, that breaking point, to be pushed to actually make the decision to do something, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's such a strange point to hit, because for a while it's kind of going on in your head and you're thinking, should I, shouldn't I? And then you're actually faced with the choice. You hit that point and it's like, well, it's like fight or flight, I guess. It's kind of like that kind of natural instinct inside of you where you have to decide. And coincidentally for me as well, I just turned 30 last September. And I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but it kind of felt like I was questioning everything and all the decisions I've made in my life and what I actually was going to be doing and what I was going to do to make my future amazing and how I wanted to live this incredible life. And I felt like I just wasn't going to get there with the job that I was in as well, and feeling the way that I was feeling quite negative, feeling very frustrated and very stuck.
Yeah, I love that. I think a milestone birthday, like 30 is still so young, isn't it? But I think that when you do come up to a milestone, it does get you reflecting and it does get you thinking, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, it really does.
You do review things and you do think, oh my gosh, like another 10 years has gone, like what am I going to do next, and like where do I want to be? And that alongside with all of the kind of ideas you'd had and the things you'd found out about has kind of probably came together at like the perfect time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. And the fact that COVID happened, obviously it's been really tough for everyone, but I feel like if anything good was to come out of it for me, it's that I started to actually assess things in my life. I had that space to kind of start questioning whether this was what I wanted to actually be doing, and you know, just started to dream a bit more, I guess. Like, I hadn't dreamed properly. I think people kind of just saw me as a head in the clouds kind of person, just because I just had dreams. And I realized I'd been suppressing my creative side for a number of years since I was at school, and I'd followed a path that I was almost told to follow by society and what, you know, what would give me a comfortable life.
Like what the type of job is that you should get to be like successful and, you know, get a job, like, work your way up, like work hard, wait till you retire.
I know, and that just wasn't realistic for me. Climbing the corporate ladder wasn't really something I was very interested in doing, because to be honest, I didn't really see the point of it, and it wasn't giving me a lot of control over my life, really. I wanted the freedom to express myself and put my personality to use, and I felt like it wasn't really happening in that kind of world for me. And rediscovering that side of me has been such an amazing thing to happen, really.
Yeah, it is amazing. And also, like, on the freedom side of things, it means once we're allowed to again, you can actually like travel properly and not have to just be tied to like the number of days holiday you're allowed from your job.
Yeah, and that's something that has always frustrated me. It's one of the reasons as well that I looked into creating my own business, and looking into like passive income and things like that, because I do have a desire to travel the world. And, you know, time's so precious, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've all learned that in the last year or so, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
And we've all reevaluated our priorities and worked out what it is that we actually want and what we're not willing to settle for anymore. And I think there's a lot of people changing like different bits of their lives at the moment.
Yeah, I think that's such a good thing, you know, if anything, to come out of this whole experience that we've had.
Yeah. So when you kind of came to this point where you were like off work and you knew you had to quit your job, you kind of had a pivot with your sort of business ideas at the same time, didn't you? Because you kind of moved away from the network marketing and the affiliate income and decided to kind of take a different path. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So what happened was I spent about a month kind of thinking about what I was going to do. And I was kind of dabbling in the network marketing, was trying to make it work. But I realized that it wasn't really lighting me up. And I didn't enjoy the kind of cold messaging side of it. It didn't really come naturally to me, and I'm quite a like bubbly personality once you get to know me, and I just wanted to talk to people about travel and things like that, and I didn't really want to be selling things through messaging. So I wanted to do something a bit more that was a bit more me, a bit more authentic, and was also allowing me to be creative. And my blog was kind of a bit up and down with the traffic from Google, and I was struggling a bit with that. And earning from affiliate links is a good idea, but it still didn't give me that kind of energy buzz, and it just didn't really appeal to me as the main focus for my business. So I wanted to create my own brand, essentially, and like I said, do something more creative. So I started to create my own brand and really start to learn all the things I needed to know to build my business. And so in January, I just decided to go all in and start focusing on creating consistent content for my blog. So I saw my blog as the way to go with my business. And I would create products that were in line with my ideals and my business aims.
Mm-hmm. And you had a really like great idea for like a course, didn't you, that we've been like talking about and working on a bit. So tell us a little bit about it now. Like, where did the idea come from and what made you want to create it?
Well, I was thinking in January, so I saw this as like my sort of pivot month. Like, I needed to really have a proper think about what I was going to create. Something that meant a lot to me, something that could help others, and something that had almost like a step-by-step process that was easy to follow. So I came across the idea of helping people to travel more around their 9-to-5 jobs. Mm-hmm. Which is something that I did back in 2019. I managed to travel abroad 8 times that year. And it was something that I noticed a lot of people just weren't doing. And people at work would always say to me, oh, you know, how much leave did you take for that? And, you know, they thought I was buying extra leave to take these holidays. And I just wasn't. I was just being really smart with my time and with my money. And I was staying super organized. So I really wanted to create a course based on this concept that you can do it if you put your mind to it. And you've just got to really evaluate these things in your life. So, and then there was this other kind of angle that I wanted to introduce, which is, well, travel makes people feel good. Travel is a great source of well-being. And from my personal development experience in the last year or so, I just realized how important well-being is, and keeping well in terms of like your mental health and doing things that feel good, following your passions, doing what you love. So I really wanted to really bring out that concept in my course too, that the reason I'm helping you to travel more is so you can feel better, so you can have a better life and feel more fulfilled, more positive, and more free.
It's such a good idea. And I think it's something that's so needed, isn't it? Because how many of us just do our job, go home, kind of don't really do much in the evening, like, and really look forward to like 1 or 2 times a year when we can go on holiday. Like, imagine if you could like be going away like every couple of months or something, and just like fitting it in your annual leave balance and within your budget, and like how different your year could look if you could break it up like that. It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
No, definitely. Like, so many people just kind of get by in their jobs because they have things to look forward to, like going on holiday, traveling, and just having that kind of that source of positivity in their lives because they're going to be doing something that they really love. And I just felt like I needed to create a course on this topic because it was something that really helped me when I was in my corporate 9-to-5. I was always dreaming of traveling more, but I wasn't really sure how to do it. But then I realized it wasn't so hard.
Yeah. It's good because you've kind of created this like toolkit, really, haven't you, to help people with all aspects of it. So
yeah,
with the money side of it, with like how to maximize their annual leave and all the different kind of aspects. So I think like that's such a good idea, and like so many people will find it really helpful.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have it all in one place, I think, because we might have heard about, you know, here and there things that you can possibly do to make your time go further and things, but it's nice to have it all in one place, like a proper toolkit, and you get a workbook where you can plan all of this out for yourselves and really learn to maximize your travel potential. And it's good to have it all in one place so you can focus on it, because I think a lot of people don't focus on achieving those travel dreams. I like to call it travel dreams, like basically your travel aspirations.
Yeah. And how amazing, like, if people were to do this and like plan out their next year of travels and do more than they thought was possible after the like last year and a bit we've just had where we haven't really been able to go anywhere, to like to come back with like a year of like maximizing your travel and going to lots of new places would be so cool, wouldn't it?
Well, definitely. I think when, you know, this is all over and people are traveling again, this is going to be the best time for people to achieve their travel dreams, because they've lost a year. They've likely got quite a long list of destinations that they just simply have to visit. And my course can help them maximize, you know, their money and their time and all the other things, and also get their heads in the game too. There's a module on travel mindset as well, because I think having the travel mindset is actually one of probably the most important, because you have to want to do it in the first place. You have to have that absolute desire to travel. And if you start with that and decide where you want to go with it, and you know, you can achieve so much if you just really focus on it in your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So if there's people listening, which there will be, who are kind of feeling stuck in a job that they hate and they're like not sure what to do about it, what kind of advice would you share with them? Like, what would be your like biggest piece of advice for them?
My biggest piece of advice would be that it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to do this. If you're in a job that is making you feel overly anxious, it's, you know, affecting your mental health, then you need to probably have a think about whether it's something you want to continue with, because I don't think it should have to be that way, that someone should be feeling like really bad about themselves, and, you know, maybe their confidence has dropped because of the job that they're in as well. Mm-hmm. And I just say that there are other ways, and maybe start delving into your creative side. Start thinking, are there things that you enjoy doing on the side of your job that you could start a business in? Maybe you're good at giving advice. Maybe you like talking to people. You could go into coaching. You know, you could use your experience from what you're going through right now, your struggle, to help other people.
Yeah, which is what I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I recommend that. It's very good.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, yeah,
we've all got experiences we've been through, whether it's a job that you burned out in and you ended up hating and that you had to quit, or whether it's something else that's happened in your life, you know, like with becoming a parent, or like a financial issue you've had to overcome, or anything that happens to us in our lives, we've all got things that we can use to help other people with as a business, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly. And I am so surprised that I've managed to find all these things that I just didn't know that I could do before. And you learn this when you start something, you start to find out more and you realize what you are capable of. And I would just also say to these people who are feeling unfulfilled in their job and feeling a bit stuck, that they are so capable. Like, they need to believe in themselves, like, because you can do amazing things. It's incredible. And you know, I have these skills that I just didn't even know about. So just don't give up on finding what you're really passionate about, because it's so worth it.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And I think, like you said, just taking that first step to explore your creativity leads you into so many things and so many ideas that you didn't even know existed. And then it's just forwards from there, isn't it? Things just start to make sense and ideas just start to come to you.
Oh, they do. Yeah. And if you surround yourself with the right people as well, like people that lift you up, people like you, people at FBA and, you know, other communities of entrepreneurs, people with similar mindset. If you listen to the podcast, you know, you can really change your mindset on, like, and see the world in that opportunistic way that I started to see it.
Yeah. And then I love, that's one of the things I love most about what I do. It's that that realization that people have when they start to see, just because we always measure the world by what we know, don't we? So when we're in a job and we're not happy, like I would think, well, you know, there's not much of a chance of getting promoted here. I've worked really hard. I've done this, that, and the other, and I've got a little bit of up the ladder, but there's not really anywhere else for me to go here. What am I going to do? You start to look at like similar jobs in the same kind of area, but for a different company, or you start to think, well, could I learn something new? Because we've been to uni and we've learned stuff and we've had a job. But until you know about all the other possibilities, they don't become part of your consideration, do they?
No.
And it's exactly. As soon as you've got that switch flicked on in your brain and you know these things exist, that you've options, you've got so many more options available to you. And I just love like seeing that moment with people when they realize that they've been thinking about like two different paths and thinking that's what they had to choose between. And actually there's this whole other world there too.
Yeah. Oh, it's mind blowing. And there's so much that you can do out there. Once that switch has been flicked on in your head, like you just can't switch it off. And you're always thinking of new opportunities and other ways to be creative and help other people and just like put your message out there. And I just love it so much.
Yeah, me too. So let's talk about some fears then. So what's kind of the biggest fear you've had to overcome so far, and how have you done it? Or what are you still dealing with? What fears do you still have that you're still having to work on at the moment?
I think one of my biggest fears would have to be that I'm not good enough, or I'm not capable of success. Even though I've seen so many success stories, and I hear about them every day through the other groups I'm part of, and I still think, like, as a sort of limiting belief at the back of my mind, that I'm not good enough. And it's something I really have to just tackle every single day, and I have to almost push those thoughts out of my head and like counter them with a positive thought, like, no, you can do this, you are amazing, you are successful. And yeah, so that is one of the biggest things I've had to deal with in my mindset. And I think it just dates back to when I was younger, and I always had very intelligent friends, and I always felt like I wasn't good enough compared to them. And that's not their fault. That's just how I was feeling. And maybe from my background as well, like sort of a lower income family, maybe that made me feel a bit insecure as well. But I know it shouldn't, but you know, naturally you can start to feel like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But it's good that you recognize that you've got that feeling and you like work on it every day, because It is hard at first, and you do have to kind of work on things all of the time. But as you get like better at it and you do it more, it becomes like less and less of an issue, and you still have it there. Like it never goes away, but you don't have to like fight it quite as much. Like it eases up a little bit after you get to a certain point, and you just start to kind of like believe in yourself a bit more, and like you see things happening for yourself. And then like, you know, the like negative thoughts about am I good enough and stuff kind of fade away a little bit into the background.
Yeah, no, that's something that I expect will, you know, get better over time. It's just like you say, takes time to think, you know, for it to fizzle out a bit. But yeah, and I'd say also like money blocks too is an issue for someone like me who comes from a family who never really had much money, and it was always seen as a struggle to make money. So I would always look at them and think, well, you know, I can't spend money that much because it will run out. And that, you know, it's like the idea that there's a finite amount of money, and there isn't enough for me. And just, you know, like, why would anyone pay for what I'm doing, kind of thing, you know, for my expertise. So there's all these things to deal with, and I'm told that they don't go away either. You know, you have to work on them all the time. It's just about switching your mindset to just be confident in what you're doing and realize that you are deserving and you can have anything you want, really, if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is true for everybody, isn't it? You just believing it and knowing it is like the first step, and then you can actually start to make it happen, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So yeah, we work on these every day, and it will happen for us.
So you've told us a bit about your course. Do you want to let people know like where they can come and find out more about you, and you know, find out about your course and contact you if they want to have a chat with you more?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I'd love to hear from you guys. I'm on Instagram. My page is called CG Loves, which I think Laura will just post in the text underneath the podcast.
Yeah, I will.
Feel free to message me on my Instagram. I'll always answer your messages, and we can chat more about if you're interested in the course, and I can give you some more details on that. Also, I have a quiz at the moment which you'll be able to access as well. It's called What Word Best Describes How Traveling Makes You Feel. It's very much in my zone of, you know, travel and feeling positive. So I'd love for you to take that quiz and just like let me know what you get. So yeah, there's an opportunity at the end of that quiz as well. If you want to subscribe to my email list, I'll keep you posted on everything that's going on. I always send a weekly email. So yeah, I would absolutely love to hear from you.
And I'm sure people will get in touch, because your story is really inspiring. And I think even if people are just feeling a bit stuck and they want to ask you more about how you did it, or how you finally made the decision to leave your job, or like what it was like, I'm sure you'd be like happy to answer those questions for people and have a chat with them about things like that as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'd love to chat this through with people, because I know that like my story is quite relatable, and I think there will be a lot of people in that situation that, you know, might want to chat through, and yeah, just ask me anything about it.
Oh, that's really good. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your story with us today. It's been amazing.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. I have thoroughly enjoyed it, Laura.
And it's your first podcast interview as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my very, very first podcast interview, but it has been an absolute delight, and I'll want to do more. So this might not be the last of me.
that's good, because you've taken that step now, and well done for pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and for trying something else new, because it's like such an important thing to do, isn't it? To like face our fears and just try new things and just get ourselves out there. So well done to you for doing that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'd encourage anyone to just continue like pushing yourself and like putting yourself out there, because it's a great feeling when, you know, a great sense of achievement, and you're also helping other people by putting your message out there too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true. Well, thank you again for coming
on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So if you could relate to Charlotte's story and you're thinking, I need to get out of my job, but what could I do as a business? Then I've got some tools to help you. Head over to myjourneytofearless.com/start here to get freebies to help you find your passion, cope with your soul-sucking day job until you can leave, and get started on your business journey. And I'll see you next week for the final episode of this How She Did It mini-series.